What's good, everybody? Thank you for joining me for a pay-per-view edition of the Hammer Fist. What a card, UFC 255. We got two five-round title fights. Man, bangers, both of them bangers. We have 12 fights this week. I honestly think it's going to be a pretty chalky card this week. I think we're going to see some high ownership on people. I also think we might see some suspect decisions by people as well. So I'll talk about that later on. So make sure to pay attention. Try to keep it nice and short for everybody. We'll try to keep it around 10 to 11, 12 minutes this week. Yeah, let's get it. All right. So, first off, this is, of course, for everybody again who doesn't know, UFC 255 championship. We got the flyweight championship. It's going to be Figgy. It's going to be Figueiredo against Perez. And then for the women's flyweight championship, you got Shevchenko against Maya. So again, to start us off, the first fight of the night, this one actually has pretty big implications, especially for me. I'm going to be pretty heavy on one side, and that's going to be Luis Cosse. He's going up against Sasha Pletnikov. This is going to be a welterweight fight. Pletnikov is 6,900 on DraftKings. Let's see, Cosse, yep, is 9,300 on DraftKings, so pretty expensive. Look, this guy's a minus 500 favorite, minus 530 currently right now. And yes, although he's expensive, I think it's going to be difficult for people to pay up for Cosse. Also try to pay up for Shevchenko, and then also try to pay up for Figueiredo. It's darn near impossible, to tell you the truth. I think people are going to have to kind of pick and choose, and I think he'll be under-owned here, personally. Now, probably not, again, because, you know, you got the huge minus 530, it's minus 360 inside the distance, you know, and so it's possible that people just look at those numbers and are sharp with it. But again, like I said, you're going to have to not pick on one of those two fights, for the most part. Like I said, it's possible that you can get all of them, but then you're going to have to go like a Brandon Royval, a Jordan Wright, and then like a Nicholas Dalby or something like that. Like, you're going to have to play some people like that, and it's not looking good from there. You're going to have to hope for all those upsets and for all those high scores as well. So that's going to be the theme of this card, kind of. We'll talk about that as we go through. But yeah, I'm going to be heavy on this guy, man. This dude is pretty much all of his wins, if not all of his wins, have come by first round knockout. With that being said, again, the minus 360 inside the distance. Now, Pletnikov is live. I will have some hedge lineups because I'm going so heavy on Cosse. But he's going to be my pick here. I do think with the ownership, and I do think he'll be able to outscore, and maybe not necessarily outscore, but I think he's going to be able to pay off more value. And yeah, probably outscore a Figueiredo, maybe even a Shevchenko, because she doesn't always score too high in her wins. All right, now, next up we have Kyle Daukaus going up against Dustin Sulfus. This is going to be a good fight here, 7,400 for Sulfus. Daukaus is coming back at 8,800. And look, this is a pick'em inside the distance. This is going to be a sneaky fight, I think. I won't really have too much of it, but I do think Daukaus should be able to style here. Minus 315 for the favorite here. And look, he's tough. I do think his takedown defense, though, is a little bit suspect, so I won't have too much of him. But I do think he gets it done here, and I do think he might be able to get a finish here. And if he does, I do think he'll be pretty low owned. On the flip side, Sulfus is going to be low owned as well. I'll have some dog shares, so like 10%, less than 10% of this guy. That's going to be pretty much it. All right, next up we have Jared Gooden going up against Alan Juban, and this is going to be a welterweight fight. It's going to be Jared Gooden's first fight in the UFC, 7,900. And then you got Alan Juban coming back at 8,300. Juban is currently the minus 150 favorite. Look, Alan Juban hasn't been looking good. He's been finished in two of his last four fights. You know, like, he's just in bad form, if you ask me. On top of that, he's talking about retirement and stuff like that, and he's getting in the booth and that kind of stuff. And you know, so. It's just not looking too good for him. This one carries a little bit of inside the distance odds, and I do actually like this. I do think Gooden is going to be somewhat, I do think he'll be somewhat popular as a dog here at 7,900, but he's very, very live. He's actually going to be probably my favorite dog on the card here. Explosive. I'm going to be overweight to him. I think he's got way more upside as well as far as victories and as far as wins are concerned. I think he's got way more upside. He's got a high pace, high volume. Yeah, I just think he gets this done here. All right, and next up we have Nicholas Dalby going up against Daniel Rodriguez. Rodriguez, 9,100 on DraftKings, and Dalby is 7,100 on DraftKings. Look, I won't have too much of Dalby. I'll have some dog shares of Dalby, but that's pretty much it. I do think Rodriguez is probably going to be able to finish this fight. Minus 345 as far as Vegas is concerned for Rodriguez. And yeah, I'll have a good amount of him. You know, he is pretty expensive, but I'm going to take a stand on some of these guys and try to mix and match him with Shevchenko, with Figgy as much as I can, because it's tough. We'll talk about that as we get there. But Rodriguez is going to be my play. If you're playing anything less than 10 lineups, you can go ahead and fade Dalby, and you can kind of keep that pushing. But I do like Daniel Rodriguez quite a bit here. I think he can finish it either on the feet. I also think he can finish it on the mat. All right, next up we have Arian Lipsky going up against Antonina Shevchenko, one of the two Shevchenko sisters fighting on the card, so congratulations to them. But yeah, 8,400 for Shevchenko. Lipsky is coming back at, let's see here. Yep, Lipsky's coming back at 7,800 even. And I actually like Lipsky here. I mean, Shevchenko can obviously get this win, but even in wins, she's getting 80s and 70s. But in losses, she's not doing anything. And I think this is a bad matchup for her. Arianna Lipsky is probably not going to give you too much in a win either. So I'm going to be pretty underweight on both of these ladies here if I have much at all. But I'm definitely leaning Lipsky. All right. And next up, we have Jordan Wright going up against Joaquin Buckley. Man, everybody should remember Buckley for that damn near felony he caught when he fucking spin kicked or roundhouse kicked. I don't know what the hell you caught it. When Ipa tried to catch his foot, and then he, man, just, oh my God, just spin kicked that dude. It was so nasty. Definitely going to be the knockout of the year. So if you haven't seen it, look his name up. You'll find it pretty quick. But yeah, this is going to be actually a really important fight for DraftKings. The reason I mentioned that, you got Buckley at 8,900. You got Jordan Wright at 7,300. And the inside the distance prop on this is minus 500. And I do agree with this. However, I do think it might be a little bit pumped. But I do think this is going to finish early. Buckley's minus 230. He's going to have a high pace, a high volume for sure. I think he's super hype, however. But I do think this is a showcase kind of cupcake fight. I think they're just giving him a dub here. And just with his aggressiveness, he should be able to put Wright out here. Wright just does not like heavy pace, heavy volume. So he'll have to literally catch Buckley to win this. And if he does catch Buckley, he's going to be optimal as well. So I'm going to be pretty heavy to this fight. I'm going to have heavy ownership to Buckley. And then what I don't have of Buckley, not necessarily all in, but I'll definitely have my hedge ownership of Jordan Wright as well. Because like I said, if he wins, it's going to be by knockout and it's going to be pretty early. But I do think Buckley gets it done here, and I think he'll probably carry some ownership as well. I'm going to try to at least match that, if not be over the field on that. So I'm thinking maybe 40, 30, 45, 45% or so. All right, guys. And let's see here. Yeah, next up we have Brandon Royval going up against Brandon Moreno. Another good fight here. This is probably going to be for I'd say probably a number one contendership or coming up here soon. We'll see. Both these guys are ranked pretty high, so this is definitely for a high seed here, for a high rank here. We could see a high pace, high grappling fight. So I'll tell you right now, I'm not gonna be able to force these guys into any of my lineups. However, if I end up with close to 8,600. If I end up with and I need to throw a dog in there, I'll definitely go ahead and throw Brandon Royval in there, or I'll go ahead and throw Brandon Moreno in there. Because, again, this could be a high-pace grappling, a high-volume fight. These guys could put up some points here. Brandon Moreno is only 8,600. Brandon Royval is 7,600. Brandon Moreno is currently the favorite here at minus 175. All right, next up we have Mauricio Shogun Rua going up against Paul Craig. Light heavyweight fight here. The rematch, actually, they just fought. It was a draw. This shit was fucking terrible, man. Craig coming in as the favorite as minus 190. Look, I think he gets a dub here. I do think he possibly gets a finish here. He almost got it done the last time. -134 inside the distance prop. I don't think anybody's going to really be on Craig, and I don't think anybody's going to really be on Shogun. Shogun should be better technically. Like, he should be better everywhere technically. But he's in bad form, obviously. I'm just not going to have too much of either one of these guys, but I am leaning Paul Craig. I'll probably have more of him. All right, and next up we have Caitlin Chookagian going up against Cynthia Calvillo. This is going to be a women's flyweight fight. 8,700 for Calvillo, and then you got Caitlin Chookagian coming in at 7,500. Calvillo is currently the favorite at -265, and I agree with that. I won't have too much of this fight, but I do think Calvillo, with her takedowns and with her wrestling and with her grappling, I do think she's going to be somewhat low-owned. And at 8,700, it's probably going to be worth some shares to have about maybe 20-25% of her, no matter how many lineups you're making. Well, I guess if you're making about more than three or four. If you're making three lineups, then you'll probably be all right if you don't have her. But if you're making four lineups, go ahead and throw her in one of them for sure, and so on and so on. So next up, though, we have a really good fight as well. We got Tim Means going up against Mike Perry. Man, freaking Mike Perry, man. Dude has been eating cheeseburgers and all kinds of shit all month and for the last couple weeks. Comes in, misses weight, dabs on the scale. Like, this dude does not care. I'm trying not to let that affect my lineups, but it's hard when he missed weight. Like, when you see the mental and then you see it's affecting the physical, it's like, okay, this guy's got problems, you know? And now, yes, he can still hit hard, but that's pretty much all he's got. 8,200 for Mike Perry, 8K for Tim Means. And like I said, I mean, this is pretty much going to be a barn burner here. I think the only chance that Perry has is a flash KO. Otherwise, he's going to get out-volumed. He's going to get outpaced. He might even get finished here. Tim Means really should be able to do it. And I do think he'll probably be able to score at least 80 points in a victory, you know, just because of the pace and the volume that he's going to put on. That he'll have to put on to get a victory. So I do like him there for 8K. I won't have much, if any, of Mike Perry. I'm thinking less than 10%, less than 7%. And I just don't see him doing anything but getting a flash KO here. And so just in case he does, I'll have about, you know, 7 to 10% of them. Next up, we have Jennifer Maya going up against Valentina Shevchenko. This is going to be for the Women's Flyweight Championship. Valentina Shevchenko, this is going to be like the easiest breakdown ever. Valentina Shevchenko should be a lock, but we can't lock her because of her salary. So what I can tell you is to get her into as many lineups as you can, you're going to have to basically go Valentina and somebody else, or you're going to have to go Figueiredo, Valentina, and you're going to have to kind of get away with Faden Kosi there. I don't like that. If you're playing more than five lineups, I definitely like that strategy though. But if you're just trying to play safe with a few lineups, I think you got to go ahead and throw Kosi in one and then, you know, maybe, you know, fade him in one and throw him in one and then fade him in one and do it like that. But yeah, Jennifer Maya, I don't see her winning this fight at all. And Valentina Shevchenko should be able to style her. She's the minus like 2000 fucking favorite. This fight is probably going to end early. And so I think what people are going to do is they're just going to probably try to fade Valentina because she's 9,600. She's a lot. I'm not. I'm going to try to get her in, like I said, as many lineups as I can, and I'm going to do it that way. Hopefully I end up with about 40-45%, to be honest. All right. And then we have Alex Perez going up against Davison Figueiredo. This is going to be for the flyweight championship. 9K for Figueiredo, and Alex Perez is 7,200. Oh man, this is going to be a banger. This is going to be a banger. And this is an all-in fight. I think whoever wins this fight is definitely going to be optimal. If Alex Perez is able to pull this off, he is 100% going to be optimal. And we get Figgy cheap enough that if he goes out and does what I think he's going to do and what he should do, which is finish this within the first two rounds, he's going to give us at least 90 to 100. So I'm going to be real heavy on Figueiredo, and then what I don't have of him, I will have of Perez. And that's how I'm going to do it. Hopefully you guys can win some money tonight. UFC 255, we're at about 15 minutes. It's your boy, Sway Max Sr. Hit me up. Peace.